by Jay Craven and the orchestra, vocals by lovely Dottie Stowe. Gentlemen, that very personable young man with a baton, that man about music, Jay Craven.
Jay Craven in the orchestra. We're very happy to be out here tonight for your great fair here in Chattanooga. First, we'd like to play Paradise, featuring our brass section.
And what you're listening to is a live broadcast back in September of 1951. Jay, I can just close my eyes now and visualize the band there at Warner Park doing this performance, and thousands of people gathered around like they used to do when the live entertainment would play there during the fairs every year. And you guys were up on stage doing all that good music.
Yeah, that's right. That's how I found that recording. I knew it. It was made. It was on Noble 78. And I lost mine. And I found it in some of my daddy's belongings. As you can tell, it's in not too good a shape. But I got it put on a tape. And we had a great band that year, believe it or not. And Roy Morris, a lot of people know Roy Morris. He was the MC, and we broadcast on WAGC about two or three times that week.
So this was a live radio broadcast.
That's right. That was the theme. That was the opening theme of the group. And O.J. Bailey was playing trombone, Sam Wade, Graham Fowler, John Robert. People remember John. He's still around. Johnny's a good piano player. And it was fun.
Next, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to play a number specially written for this occasion by our first trombone player, Mr. O.J. Bailey. This evening, we'd like to dedicate to Mrs. A.P. Atwood, who is the Secretary of the Fair Association, who has been Secretary for the past 36 years, and who we consider has done a very fine job. And therefore, tonight, through Mr. Bailey's composition, we'd like to play the Atwood Bounce.
I was trying to remember Mrs. Atwood's first name. She was Joe Engel's right arm in putting that fair together.
That's right.
And I was trying to remember her name, and I can't think of it, but it was a highlight of every year, the Interstate Fair, and the fair was never the same once they moved it out of Warner Park.
Used to have a big grandstand. You know, people sit in this grandstand, then they had a kind of a track, and then out in the kind of the infield, there was this stage where they used to band. Ed Shallott played out there a lot, and we played. And then after we got through playing these concerts or broadcasts, then they would have the acts. You know, they had dog acts and high wire acts and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And people flocked into the fairs.
And this recording that we're listening to was made back in 1951.
I was not even 21 years old.
How did you go about organizing this band?
Well, when I got out of high school, I was going to leave town. And believe it or not, a man who some people may remember, and he's still around, a great guy, his name was Hugh Hanna. You know, Hanna Adams fame, and I think he now works for the Free Press. He approached me about organizing the band, and he became my licensed booker. And, man, I tell you, that guy was a great sale. We had a band. We played for a lot of clubs and traveled around. But we had two bands, actually a small band, about eight pieces, and then we had this big band.
Piano, John Robert. Drums, Harry Van Arsdale.
Yeah, Harry Van Arsdale.
Jake Craven on clarinet.
Yeah.
Graham Fowler, Barry McDonald, Tony Holland, trumpet.
Yeah.
And let's see, your sax people, Jim Castle, Sam Wade, Dick Smith, Louis Nelson.
Yeah, Louis Nelson.
And on trombone, O.J., of course.
Yeah, Norman. I think Norman LaCroix was in that group, and I'm not sure whether Jack Henry, Bill Henson.
Bill Henson.
Yeah, Bill was.
Maurice Martin on bass.
Yeah.
Dot Snow, the vocalist.
Dottie Snow, yeah.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, from Warner Park in Chattanooga, the scene of the 1951 edition of the Hamilton County Chattanooga Interstate Fair, it's been music by Jay Craven and his orchestra, featuring vocals by Dottie Snow. Roy Morris speaking, this is the Tennessee Valley Broadcasting Company.